This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Rise. Wake up. It's time to wake on up.
Wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Look. Listen.
I'm literally getting texts from Phil Mo Mike right now. You know, I'm going to set this up. Niners Raiders preseason tomorrow at what time?
1 o'clock, I believe.
1 o'clock. Middle of the day. What are we doing? Saturday when the sun's out.
But it doesn't get more preseason than that. I know. 1 o'clock on a Saturday in Vegas.
Look, in any fan base, you're going to find people that don't fit what I'm saying. But I'm just, for the most part, in my life, I've worked in so many settings, and there's always one guy, and he's always like Raider Roy, who I worked with at Tower Market, or Raider Brian, always that guy. It's Raider Mike, Raider.
Are all your Raider fan friends is called Raider somebody?
That's what they call themselves.
Your co-host is Raider Joe?
There's White Mike and Raider Mike.
Like, could you imagine, like, I'm Niner Joe. Like, I don't know one dude who's like that, except Niner Frank, 49er Frankie, who's Guru's friend.
Yeah, see, there you go.
And we always just kind of laughed at that dude. Like, it's just always like the butt of the joke. And it's not like that we ever thought of them as a rival. And yet, I get this sense. And again, I'm not saying there aren't people online that go out of their way to make fun of the Raiders or whatever. Just for me in my life, the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys and at times the Seahawks and the Rams. And at any given time, it was certain teams. At one point, it was the Bears for a minute. But like the Eagles, I never hated the Raiders. I respect OG Raider fans. Like, I really do. Literally respect OG Raider fans who saw great football in the 70s. And then, again, for a long period of time, the Raiders weren't in this market for me. Then they moved back, and their games were barely on television. So they didn't exist to me on a day-to-day basis the way that maybe it did in the East Bay for Sam, who was describing to me, you know, and there's a generation gap there, right? But, like, I know a lot of A's Niner fans from the East Bay, because the Raiders weren't here and they adopted the Niners during the 80s and the 90s. And that might sound sacrilegious to a certain age group, but I know a lot of guys like that.
Yeah. No, there's going to be a lot of East Bay Giants fans now.
Yeah. But like, for the majority of my life, I've never hated the Raiders. Have I laughed? Of course. How can you not? But I get the sense, and not all of them, but there's this vitriol and this anger amongst Raider fans toward Niner fans, and it's not reciprocated. So we don't hate you like that.
You wouldn't be upset if the Raiders won the Super Bowl at Levi Stadium.
You know what? No, because you guys...
You're full of you know what.
On my list of teams to win it at Levi's, I don't think they're in the top three. I don't. But I also don't think they'll ever win a Super Bowl.
Well,
Levi's.
That's
a whole nother thing.
Sure, fine.
I can't even fathom that happening.
No,
so
you can't. No.
It's probably not in the cards. Like the Eagles winning it at Levi's.
Would it be more Pete Carroll winning it there? That would piss you off?
But I kind of like Pete nowadays.
Oh, now Pete's okay. There you go.
But again, Joe, I don't hate the Raiders. I don't go, like, the Raiders have to lose. They have to lose. Like, I root for you against the Chiefs, for crying out loud. Like, I don't care if you win or lose against the Broncos. Doesn't matter to me.
Sure.
Do I want to laugh at Raider Roy when I'm, at work? Sure. You know? Like, Raider Roy, this is a real guy, by the way, Raider Roy. He would write notes in the Sporting Green, Niners suck. Like, Roy, we don't care. We don't care, dude. You were the silver and blackout because your games weren't televised.
That's a pretty good one.
That's literally what happened. Good. They got blacked out a lot. So, like, if anything, I actually kind of felt bad for Raider fans for so long. Like, you guys have a cool, cool thing, all right? You have a really cool thing going with the black hole, and it's now gone, and it sucks. You had a cool, like, the whole vibe at the Coliseum for a game day, super cool. It sucks what happened to you guys. I just don't have this built-up hatred toward the Raider fans. Do I laugh at them at times? Sure. Just like I do every fan base. But, yeah, I laugh at the Raider fan starter kit memes that are out there. Just like I do the Cowboy fan starter memes. But I hate the Cowboys way more than I hate the Raiders. It's not even, for me, it's not even close.
888-957-9570. Well, you want to break this one out now? We kind of had it in the thread this week. Like, the Super Bowl is at Levi's Stadium this year. And I think everyone's in agreement that's listening here. You know what? The Niners would be great if the Niners won the Super Bowl here. That'd be awesome. That's who we want to win.
It would feel, yeah. It would be so cool.
It'd be awesome. But what one team can absolutely not win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium this year?
I'm going to give you three, and it depends on how I'm feeling on that day.
888-957-9570, please.
I can make a case for all of them.
And I want the explanation on why.
McVay, Mahomes, Eagles.
I like how you don't even say the Rams. It's McVay only. It's that guy. Really?
McVay wins.
I thought you liked Sean McVay.
I do, but he wins a second with his dad's, Ring of Honor logo up in the press box area that you can see from the stands. Like, ugh. Like, I don't think the Cowboys are even coming close, so I don't even consider them, like, at all. I just don't. I don't think the Seahawks are coming close. I'm sure for some fans they would say the Seahawks.
People hate, like, Sam Darnold and Mike McDonald, though.
I'm talking about for me. Okay. McVay, Mahomes, Eagles. Because Mahomes would win his fourth to tie Montana.
Yeah. And he's already been.
And then Andy would go four, which would surpass Bill Walsh.
Yeah.
McVay winning two at Levi's before we win one.
888-957-9570. We're all in agreement. We would like the 49ers to win the Super Bowl at Levi's. Who cannot win the Super Bowl this year at Levi's Stadium? Who can absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you cannot let this team win the Super Bowl in your backyard, 888-957-9570. I got a sneaky one for you, by the way.
Okay, at one point in my life, and I've said this to you guys, if you said the Meadowlands, I hated Jim Burt and Lawrence Taylor and Mark Bavaro and Phil Sims so much. I respected Otis Anderson, but I hated him. I hated the New York Giants. Their obnoxious fat fans would show up to Candlestick.
Why are they fat?
Because they would wear these big, fat, white jerseys, these Lawrence Taylor throwbacks, and these Phil Sims ones. I hated the New York Giants. I hated them because the rivalry is about I have to respect you one way or the other. And I just never viewed the Raiders as this like equal that we had to get through to get somewhere. Like, that's how I view the rivals.
From the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, in order for Brian in Oakland, Chiefs, Eagles, and this is an interesting one for me, Brian. Maybe you can text in again. Ravens.
Ravens.
But why Lamar Jackson? Do people that's one where I feel like, that's fine. Although
I don't have any. I mean, John Harbaugh would have won two, and
this is an interesting one for me that came in. This is the one I was going to get to with the 650 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney text line. This is the same one for me. The Los Angeles Chargers with Jim Harbaugh getting his first Super Bowl trophy.
I don't think that
at Levi's Stadium, and Trey Lance would get a ring too.
I don't think that would hurt. Okay,
the Trey Lance part.
I don't think that would hurt the fans. I think a lot of fans, so much time has passed, even those that didn't like Harbaugh, I think everyone would be like, good for Harbaugh.
No, you know what people would say? We should have kept Harbaugh because he's got one and Shanahan doesn't.
People are already saying
that. No, that is exactly what would happen.
More people are going to say
it. Joe, we thought that he should have never left from the beginning. The majority of Niner fans, if you polled them in 2015, 16, whatever, we all thought he should have stayed to begin with. The guy who would feel that the most is it's Jed York. Jed York would be, that'd be the worst for Jed York. I honestly root for Jim Harbaugh. I just like Jim Harbaugh. I do. I love Jim. And it was hard for me to watch him in Michigan because I loved him so much.
So the
one of my favorite coaches ever.
So the doomsday scenario for you would be Rams Chiefs.
No, it'd be McVay.
He won't even say that. But sorry, the Fighting Sean McVay's McVay down in Los Angeles.
Well, McVay could get traded midseason, and he takes that new team to the
Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right. It's a good point. Maybe he's going to be quarterback.
Well, but like, and then there's also the whole, like, he beat you on the punch to Stafford. And like
just, Stafford getting two would be a Hall of Famer, too.
He's probably already in.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe. But like, McVay.
Jimmy getting another ring.
And then my personal grudge with the Eagles. Plus Sirianni winning two and going to three. Jalen Hurts winning two. You know, like, Howie and, all that. And then, obviously, Mahomes. Mahomes is so obvious for me. Like, God, that would, again, Andy would tie, would have four. So he'd go one past Bill Walsh, and Mahomes would tie Montana. That's, at 30.
888-957.
He would do it at
30. 888-957-9570. The team that can absolutely not win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium this year. We're all in agreement. You'd love it for it to be the Niners. But what's the team that absolutely cannot win the Super Bowl at Levi's for you Niner fans? 888-957-9570.
In the press box, like,
I know you're not saying it. I do think there'd be a lot of Niner fans that'd be like, the Raiders left and then they came back to win a Super Bowl here before we got our Super Bowl this century. Like, seriously, that would.
But listen to the sentence you're saying. It's the most. I mean, I believe dogs are going to fly before the Raiders making the playoffs.
Sure,
or winning the Super
with
Bowl.
The Cowboys.
Give me a break.
This,
I mean, come on,
Joe. This whole conversation is all hypothetical.
But like that one,
you can't even allow a hypothetical thing. That's how dismissive you are of the Raiders, which makes me feel you actually have some sort of disdain against the team.
No, it's like the Cowboys. But the Cowboys, the same thing. I couldn't even, my brain won't even allow me to.
Kind of like our conversation yesterday where my brain couldn't allow me to even think about players playing for free.
That's true.
There you go.
Now, if Dak did that, that would catapult itself into the top three because that would suck. I just can't fathom it.
Dak Prescott.
I can't even take that sentence serious.
Micah winning it, talking to Smack. Oreo Cookies in Oakland. He wants to join the conversation. Oreo Cookie, what's the team that absolutely cannot win the Super Bowl at Levi's?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy Friday. So real quick, man, I'm one of those fans that you mentioned earlier before. I'm a Niners fan and an A's fan. So, when I got here, bro, the Raiders were in L.A., there's no way telling that they were going to come back, right? So, I'm a Niner fan through and through. When they came back, I don't hate the Raiders, bro, but you know what? It's the Raiders for me, not because of the team. The team's fine with me. It's the fans, bro. It's some friends that I have. More specifically, shout out to my boy, Tricky Ricky, a.k.a. Raider Tricky Ricky. He thinks this Saturday is a Super Bowl, man. I'm telling this guy, don't take it too serious. But he's a diehard, everything, bro. So to me, man, it's the Raiders. But before I go, I do want to give a quick shout out to the best producer on the west side of the Mississippi for what we always listening to as Kuminga Crisis.
It's so good. That's a five for the impression of the open of the Kuminga Crisis. Oreo Cookie saying the Raiders, though, absolutely cannot win. That's what we're talking about. The team that can't win.
So this would be, we'd have to come up with some sort of alliteration for Super Bowl or Levi's. Levi's Lunacy! Taylor Swift!
Oh, yeah, Taylor winning another one, too. With
her doing the halftime show.
You'd love that, though.
No, I wouldn't.
God, I hope I can get a credential.
Stop it. Are you going to be the representative at the Super Bowl this year, Sam? The credential's going to be a hot ticket.
I mean, if T-Swift's there, you know.
Who is the Super Bowl halftime show? Do we know yet?
The best with the, you know.
I know the odds for who's favored for it.
Oh, no, you stop. They don't have that up there.
Yeah, they do.
Who is it?
T-Swift was up there, and I want to say Drake was up there.
Drake?
I'm totally blanking on who was favored, though.
I got something here. So the rumor is going to be headlined by Jay-Z with Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, among others.
So it's just 1,000 people.
Sure.
Metallica has expressed interest in performing. They could rectify that mistake from last time.
Metallica.
They could do the national anthem.
And then Taylor Swift is in there.
Yeah, but you don't need to have Jay-Z and all of them and Metallica.
Well, these are just the names who are rumored to be attached. Yeah, nothing is official yet.
I'm in on Bad Bunny doing it.
Jay-Z has the best odds to be the Super Bowl halftime show, which would be funny because he's picking himself.
You know, I'm gonna have a sneaky one for you guys because he just brought out a new album. I'm going Biebs. I'm going Justin Bieber. I'm going off the board right there.
Absolutely not.
What, dude? You've never seen him in concert,
so I don't need. No, he's really good. I like Justin Bieber out of my Super Bowl.
You're tripping, dude. Biebs has got great.
I'm in on Bieber. Yeah, I am too.
There you go.
He has some bangers,
yeah,
dude.
That one.
I actually really like. No, you know, I can't say because it swears in it, and even though he doesn't necessarily swear in it.
Rolando.
Also, he's got some songs with DJ, what's his name? Come on.
Khaled?
DJ Khaled that are bangers.
I'm
the one. So you're looking at the truth, another never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah.
You know Lil Wayne too, right?
So sick.
That's pretty good.
Bong.
I'm going to keep talking to an existence. I need a Bad Bunny, Justin Bieber collab project. That's what I'm talking about. Rolando, Napa.
If Drake went, Guru would be in the front row.
Stop. I think Guru might be out on him. Rolando.
Really? I thought he was like a top five all-time.
No, I think he might be out after what Kendrick did to him. Rolando, what's the team that the team that can't win at Levi's Stadium? They can't win the Super Bowl at Levi's this year. Rolando, what's up?
I agree with Joe. I want to say Chiefs Eagles, but the fact that the Rams, can you imagine just Jimmy Garoppolo in the fourth quarter connecting a deep pass? You know where I'm going with this, Joe. Connecting a deep pass to Devontae to win the Super Bowl. And seeing Garoppolo holding up that effing trophy at Levi's, hugging McVay, hugging Devontae. I would go ahead, gasket. Maybe a broken TV, Joe Chasky, in my house. I might have to break the PlayStation 5. I may have to break the TV.
I'm with you.
You know where I'm going. Because the fact that he couldn't connect with Emmanuel, but he throws it deep in the fourth quarter. Devontae makes a hell of a catch. They win the Super Bowl at Levi's. And you see Garoppolo hugging McVay, hugging Devontae. I would have a brain seizure. I'm being honest.
Oh, my goodness.
Rolando and Napa, like, I like that it's not even the team. He had the scenario.
He had the whole scenario.
Down pat on what can't happen. A deep shot a la Chiefs-Niners 2019 Super Bowl.
The only way that gets worse is if Aaron Donald comes out of retirement for that game.
That's Aaron Donald's music. Oh, my God.
And while we're at it, here comes Eric Weddle from that same NFC Championship game come out of retirement.
Who's my guy on Amazon
Whitworth,
Prime?
Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth comes out of the booth.
They all come out of retirement. Next thing you know, Eric Dickerson's there, and Chris Everett, and Jackie Slater. They're all
like the Avengers assembling.
Kurt Warner's there on the sideline.
John Robinson's whole family's there. My head would explode. Everybody with watermelons on there. You guys don't remember the watermelon era for the Rams.
What? A Gallagher?
No, just look it up. Watermelons in the Rams. The fans would like hollow out watermelons, and yeah, it was like a whole thing.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, by the way, brought to you by First
NorCal. Yeah, you remember that.
For a lower auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got JLC, Jennifer Lee Chan, joining us in about 10 minutes. Courtesy of River Islands.
If we're going to go that
down
way.
In Vegas. Yeah.
So I keep running you off. If we're going to go like specific scenarios, Patrick Mahomes doing the sprint right option throw to Travis Kelce in the corner of the end zone where they laid the grass from the catch, carving it, taking it out of Candlestick that they moved all the way out into the right corner end zone, like something like that. Yeah, that would be like the twisting of the knife into my heart.
No, it's Trey Lance to Ladd McConkey for the win, and Jim Harbaugh.
Dude,
I'd
be happy for Trey. I mean, whatever.
You would not. You'd be ripping Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and Jed York.
He wasn't good. He wasn't good here. Like, he would have moved on. Like, whatever. Like,
Lock this in on August 15th when we replay whatever takes place in the Super Bowl. Let's mark all this tape, please. Burnsy is in West Oakland. Burnsy.
I don't hate Trey.
Burns,
I'm disappointed.
What team can absolutely not win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium this year? What's up, Burnsy?
Hands down, the 49ers cannot win in Levi's Stadium this year. And I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you the generations cross in this matter. First off, if you became a Niner fan after 1981, you really don't count.
Oh, of course.
See, a lot of us don't like 49ers simply because when the 49ers and the Raiders split in regional play in 1981, when the Raiders moved to L.A., we had fans in West Oakland that were supposedly Raider fans that decided to switch to the Niners. On top of the fact that you switched and became obnoxious is the main reason me and my clique cannot stand 49er fans.
What if I'm born in 82?
Really comes from.
What if I'm born in 82?
I'm sorry?
So what if I'm born in 82?
It was 80. Exactly.
Well, what do you mean exactly? I can't control when I'm born. What are we kidding, dude?
I grew up
right near Kansas.
I get that. No, I get that. I don't have a problem with 49er fans in general. The ones that switched and tried to throw it in my face,
those are
the 49er fans that we really can't stand.
No, I hear you. That I get. Oakland. That's
fair
a good
enough.
Point.
But I will say this. Like, it's a fan's right. If a team leaves, if we're doing like the, you know, tell me how to fan kind of thing, there's like a fan contract. They get out of the breach of the contract with the fandom if that team moves.
I'm not going to tell someone who to root for and who not to root for.
That's not
when their team leaves like that.
Exactly.
I don't think it's our place because I've thought about it long and hard. Had the Giants left in 92 to go to Tampa Bay, I don't think I'd be a Giants fan to this day.
Yeah, or an A's fan at that point, right? I don't think you would have hopped over the bridge and become an A's fan.
No, I might have. Oh. Maybe. I don't know. I legitimately don't know. I could have became a Yankee fan or something. Right. I have no idea. Like, how many L.A. fans right now, L.A. fans, are Niner fans? Because there was no L.A. team for a long time.
Yes. When I go to Disney, I always use the barometer this. If you go to Universal Studios or Disneyland, the amount of the most jerseys you see, because it's not going to be Chargers, it's not going to be Rams, it's almost always Raiders, Niners,
Dodgers,
and
Lakers. I see a lot of Dodgers.
I see Steelers too down there.
Oh, you mean football?
Football.
So like,
I've
seen a lot of people online wearing like Dodger hats with Niner jerseys, and I'm like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's kind of burning my brain right now. I can't picture that at all.
No, there's a lot of them, though.
I didn't realize it
until Dodger Niner fans. Yeah, there are a lot of them because LA didn't have a team for 30 years.
Interesting. And they wanted a winning franchise, maybe Raiders. And
Matt Kemp's a good example.
Matt Kemp, you're right. He was down there. Matt Kemp, the Fighting Mac. Does he have a son that's playing now? Like,
I don't know.
It's crazy. Jennifer Lee Chan joining us in a couple minutes. So we got a Niners one on there, even in their
that's
home stadium.
Funny.
They can't do it.
Who's the team for you?
That can't win it here. That cannot win it. And that would probably talk the most smack about it, too. And that would bother Niner fans the most. It might be the Eagles, honestly, at the end of the day, just because of that fan base.
I
think Bonte would say that, too. We'll ask Bonte in about 30 minutes here when he's in studio.
I think it's three. And it depends on where I'm at the end of the year. Mahomes, McVay, Eagles.
Okay, it's one of those.
Did you see the report yesterday out of Eagles practice?
Don't go here. What is it? I feel like I know what you're going to say.
There's a reporter, Elliot Short Parks, who covers the team, and he said that the Philadelphia Eagles are 10-3 in joint practices. We are now keeping record of joint practices. They're 10-3. That's elite.
How do you win a practice?
I don't even know.
I would like to know the explanations and the breaking downs of how you win a practice.
Well, you can get, you know, look terrible in a practice. I don't think you can win or lose.
You can lose a practice by just losing players, but that's not like that. That's just injuries. That happens.
It is one of the funniest reports I've ever seen in my life.
That might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, quite frankly. Winning practices? Stop. Just stop. That's up there with winning with class. Stop it. What is that? Well, you know what? Let's ask Jennifer Lee Chan on the other side if the Niners won the practice against the Raiders yesterday. What is she going to say? Sure. I guess. Maybe not, because they lost C.J. West to a hyperextended knee. Great. Another injury. Who's playing tomorrow, by the way? We'll ask Jennifer Lee Chan coming up here. It's going to be brought to you by...
Carter Bradley.
Oh, God. The American Cancer Society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is an exact tweet. I'm going to read it word for word, and then we're going to play the audio here. Elliot Shoreparks, who covers the Eagles. Sirianni and Hurts are now 10-3 in joint practices after splitting the last two with the Cleveland Browns. Their 77% winning percentage in joint practices is slightly higher than their 73% winning percentage in the regular season. Bottom line, Sirianni and Hurts win at a high, crazy percentage. That can't be real. Like, that's got to be parody. And then he follows it up with this video that you're going to hear right here.
What's going on, everybody? Day 15 of training camp just wrapped up. Day 2 of the joint practices against the Cleveland Browns. And Eagles caught the L today. I thought today the Cleveland Browns won the practice.
What?
Won the practice.
That's just absurd. I don't even know.
It's practice. I do feel like Allen Iverson right now when we're talking about practice.
Could you imagine, like, at the end of, like, let's just say Patrick Mahomes Hall of Fame, induction? They're like, hey.
We're in here talking about practice. Not a game.
He won 3 Super Bowls. And 47 joint practices.
All the comments underneath were the GIF of AI sitting up there talking about practice.
It's funny when I...
roasted us, by the way, when we went to Philly.
Even Eagles fans...
Tried to.
Eagles fans that are commenting are embarrassed. They're all telling him, you got to stop. The Eagles fans are... They're the most, like, offended by it, actually.
Well, they should be. They just won a Super Bowl. They're talking about joint practices.
They're like, what are we doing?
His 77%... joint practice win percentage is higher than his 73% regular season win percentage.
Against the Browns.
I didn't even think about that part. Against the Browns.
Do you see, I guess, Shedeur Sanders, like, stiffed this kid for, like, an autograph, and everyone's, like, crushing Shedeur?
He didn't stiff a kid. He was getting ready for the game, and there were kids yelling, and he had his headphones in.
What?
The autograph seekers. It's just...
So he did stiff him. If it's okay, it's just...
So if I'm hanging...
I know, like, the autograph seekers, because he wasn't asking, like, he was, but that's okay. He doesn't
have to... Have you ever been to a game? When guys are warming up for the game, hey! You know, I'm just...
I've seen people sign it.
PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, can I have an autograph? And he's just, like, not paying attention, playing catch. Is he stiffing me for an autograph? Or is he getting ready for the game?
I mean, I'm just saying. It's okay. if he didn't sign it. He stiffed him, though. That's what it's called. The big stiffy.
That's not. That's just. That's so unfair.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. He just said, nah, stiff anyone. I'm good.
So when Steph comes out of the tunnel and there's 100 million kids hanging over the tunnel, Steph, I mean, can I have an autograph? And he just, it jogs out of the tunnel. He's stiffing those kids? Like, that's not.
I mean, you're either a Shador Sanders or a Willy Adames who stays there and signs everything. Willy Adames did it the other day in one of the worst losses of the season. That just speaks to the character of a Willy Adames, and that's why I'll ride and die with that guy any day out of the week. Willy Adames, he's for the kids, he's for the adults, he's for everyone. Love me some Willy Adames. That's how you do it. The big Willy. Willy Adames.
If you're going to troll me on this one, like, tell the audience, you really think that they got stiff. You, like, if Benny was one of those kids talking to Shador as he's warming up with the game with headphones on, you would say, Benny, Shador stiffed us. That's what you would say? Like, really?
Yeah.
I want you to root against
the Browns the rest of your life because of this moment. Use this, Benny, as your origin story to hate on Shador Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. This is your origin story. Arkham Asylum. Go Joker on them, baby. God. Let's go.
Oh
no, it's a learning experience. So you know what? Don't make athletes your heroes. There you go. That's why I was like,
you've got to be kidding me.
Don't make athletes your heroes. Don't.
No.
Charles Barkley always said it. I'm not your hero, kid. I'm not.
Do we not understand sports? You can't be serious.
What? No, I am serious. You shouldn't look to athletes and professional beings to be like your heroes.
No, that part I agree with. Yeah. That's what parenting is for. And that's what, you know, uncles and aunts and grandparents. And you, hopefully you have some positive
people
adult
in your
influence.
Life, yes,
you know?
That are
but,
there every day.
But Joe. Be serious for just a second.
I'm very serious.
Do you really think that Shador stiffed those kids?
Probably. He literally had like a camera crew following him.
He
had like it's like cousin or something.
No, he always has them following him.
That's what I'm saying. So they can't just take a second, just real quick, sign it? What?
He's getting ready for the game. He's not stiffing anyone.
Yeah, but
it's like 3 hours before a preseason game for a fifth stringer. Let's take it easy on getting ready for the game.
Did he even play?
I think he was supposed to. Guys, I think we are asking.
No, he's not even playing. He's playing tomorrow. Was that from last week?
If you really think that that's stiffing someone, like, A, toughen up in life. That's number one. And B, you have unrealistic expectations for every athlete. That is so ridiculous.
Real quick, Jennifer Lee Chan, she had to pivot real quick, so we're going to try her again next week. Something came up, so it's okay. Hopefully everything's all good over there in Vegas. It's Vegas. Things come up, you know? That's okay. I'm not going to take it. And here in Vegas, So God love her. Make sure everything's okay down there. JLC, we'll get her next week. But we'll continue on this. Shador Sanders, sure. And we'll also 888-957-9570. We can continue to take your calls and texts on the team that absolutely cannot win a Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium. If we're all in agreement that you want the Niners to win it, what's the team that absolutely cannot win it if you're a Niner fan? 888-957-9570. We got Bonte joining us in the studio about 20 minutes.
I just think if you're an adult out there, right, like yesterday, I was with LJ. We were out at the Olympic Club for the amateur. No, it's the amateur. These are people that aren't superstars.
They're not professionals yet.
Right? And my son's 1.5. He's like 20 months. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Sign my baby.
We were just out there having fun. All right? We're at a sporting event, and I'm just happy to be there with my kid. Okay? And I'm sure one day he's going to want autographs and want those things or whatever. And that's my job as a parent to be like, hey, look, maybe it'd be cool to get a photo with one of them or whatever. But like, you also have to be, you know, reasonable here and understand that they can't sign for everyone. And it doesn't really mean a whole lot, right? Secondarily, we were just walking along, being good fans, having fun, doing our thing. And one of the caddies saw my little guy and like pointed at him. And he was like, hey, little man, and tossed him a golf ball.
Oh, that's cool. Did he catch it?
Well, no, it hit the ground, and my little guy went, ball, and he ran over, and he grabbed it, picked it up, and then the other caddy saw it, and he goes, hey, come over here, and he jogged over and gave him the ball, and I was like, that's a memory for me for the rest of my life. Forget the autograph. That was so cool. So this guy Harrington, who won yesterday, and Bond, who's going to Michigan State.
James Bond?
I am now going to be fans of those guys forever. For how they treated my son. That was really cool.
Awesome. No,
that's like a really cool moment.
That is really cool.
That's a really cool moment. Yeah. An autograph, like, I understand we want them to sign stuff and do stuff and all this, but like, we also have to be reasonable. And this is where I think you need to be an adult. And whether it's you're bringing your nephews, kids you coach, your own children, it's where you have to have these conversations like, hey, look, they're not going to be able to sign for everyone. That's unrealistic. You know, that doesn't make them a bad person. Now, if they act a certain way, they do certain things, I am all here for critiquing them. I think our expectations for athletes and autographing and doing all that stuff are completely out of whack. I just think we're crazy. I watched Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open at Pebble come out. There were thousands of people swarming the putting green.
Tiger.
What's he supposed to do? Sign every single autograph for every single kid? He comes out, everyone's taking photos, whatever. Dude, it's about the memories and the moments. The autographs, really, autographs? Like, adults.
For some people, it means a lot. Not for you or I. For some people, it means a
lot. And what I would say to them is, like, let's have perspective here. Adults, this is where adults need to do adulting. They need to do, whether it's your somebody's guardian or just an influence or their parent, be a good parent and explain to your child in these situations the reality of life. And you're not going to always get an autograph. And no, that person didn't just stiff you. Now, if they treat you like a jerk or something like that, dude, be outraged. You know, I know this is why I look at Brian Wilson sideways, because my wife worked at a place where Brian Wilson treated a bunch of people bad, and I couldn't look at Brian Wilson the same. It's like, come on, dude, you don't got to treat a bunch of people that are wait staff like poop. Like, there's a time and a place for criticism. That Shadur video is not stiffing a kid. I'm sorry.
Just by definition, it is. But just because he didn't sign it, I'm not saying you're saying it's a negative connotation. But I'm just saying it's okay. He did it. That's okay. Don't like the term stiffen him. That's okay. That's just what happened. It's all right. It's not the end of the world. By the way, I saw Brock Purdy signing a baby, I think, last week. That was pretty cool. You see that? Brock was signing.
I took the video.
Oh, that what? That was you?
That was me, Spadone.
Dude.
That
was in Tahoe?
No, it was at the game.
I thought I saw him sign a baby in Tahoe, too.
He probably did.
What are we doing?
Serial baby signer.
Are you out on that?
Signing a baby?
No, like, he was like,
wearing
the shirt.
My wife would say, what are you doing?
No, it was the shirt, like the jersey
he was
wearing.
Shirt.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. So they'll frame it up. Brock Purdy's signature. That's a cool moment. Not the skin. I'm not going Sharpie to skin on a little kid. Are you kidding me? Come on. Can't be doing that.
Whenever I think of like fans losing their minds, I think of the woman in Trill TV who was crying when she met Mac Dre and wanted Mac Dre to sign her chest. Like, that is how, like, you just look ridiculous.
Happy Gilmore when he's like, they pulled it out.
It's just ridiculous.
And they got like the young, like 20-something-year-old, and the granny's doing it too.
Can we just act normal society? Like, I don't understand.
888-957-9570.
Not everyone is screwing you.
Well, what's the question then here? Is it just signatures, or is it something or nothing, like with Shadur Sanders? I don't know if there's like a question, because we've done this so many times throughout the years. I just think I feel some type of way when I see Willy Adames, when he just had like the worst loss of the season. He signed one of the biggest contracts in the history of the franchise he's playing for. He hasn't lived up to it. He's going out there and signing every single thing that he can before leaving the field. It speaks a lot about him. I'm not saying this moment.
No, that was really cool. That was really cool. But Joe, I would also say to you, like,
I'm not saying Shador's a bad person with this. I'm not.
I think this lacks so much perspective. We don't know what Shador is doing.
No,
behind the scenes. Here's a great example: Hunter Pence. I could never say a negative thing about Hunter Pence off air, because Hunter Pence showed up, played catch, and threw batting practice to like 70 kids I coach, all inner city kids. There was no cameras there. There were no people there. He brought hats and baseballs and signed everything and took photos for 2-3 hours. I go, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, what if Hunter was walking down the street and a bunch of people were, I'm not saying, hounding him or whatever, and he's like, hey, look, I don't have the time right now, I gotta go, whatever. Did he sniff those kids? Like, they might think so, but I know, Joe Shasky, I watched him give his time and his energy and his effort, and he's just a genuine, downhearted, good person. We don't see the big picture. It's so unfair that we take these videos at games as they're getting ready for their profession. This is his career, Shadur, for example. I just think it lacks so much perspective. And I think the majority of autograph seekers don't have genuine intentions. That's my personal opinion.
Maybe.
And I do think that we only see a small, small amount of what is really being done behind the scenes for most of these guys. And I saw Hunter Pence and what he does, and I'm like, dude, that's a great dude. No one's here. He's not doing it for the gram. He's not doing it for videos. He just likes people, and he treats people well, and he treated everyone like a... No, is every athlete that way? No. But I also know when one does it, damn, that's special. That's a special human being. So that's why that hit me.
From the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, great take, Shasky. Not to mention in today's day and age, it will most likely be taken from the kid and sold. Also, the full-blown adult tantrum fans will throw if they don't get what they want when meeting an athlete. That's the thing. At a certain age, like, I understand if a kid gets disappointed from that, and that's incumbent on, like, whoever's taking care of the kid to say, you know what? Yeah, it sucks. I'm sorry it didn't happen.
It's a parenting moment.
It is. But it's also, it's where things change when you are a kid, too. It's when you learn. It's kind of when you grow up a little bit, too, as a kid. It's like, oh, not everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows. I'm not going to get what I want all the time. But it is. It's a growing moment for everyone, for the parent, for the kids, for it all. It's when you are the parent of the kid is what you need to say, yeah, that's life.
But,
sorry.
But I think what it does to me, and I don't mean to interrupt you.
I don't like the parents. I'm supporting you, by the way. I don't like the parents that get mad on the kid's behalf, because as a kid, I'd be very uncomfortable with that.
I just think in society right now, we've become obsessed with medals and awards and trophies and rings and things. You know, autographs, you know, all these things. And the older I get, as I feel life being as precious as it is, it's about moments. And like, you know, we are nobodies. I'm not trying to pretend that we are anybody. We are nobodies. But one thing Bonte taught me, and I know he's coming in here, is when people like, hey, Shasky, Morning Roast, like, and they happen to be a fan or something of the show. I'm like, dude, that's freaking awesome. And I'll walk over and I'll try to shake their hand. I do the best I can to like stop what I'm doing, shake their hand and be like, dude, thank you. What's your name? Like, I know I'm going into the game. You're going to the game. And I'm not even pretending like I even get an ounce. But, like, it's about little moments and trying to treat people as well as you can. But I'm also not having people yell at me on my way into the station as I'm prepping for the show.
Correct.
Right? And so I think there's some give and some take. And I don't know, man. I think we've lost our mind in accumulating things from people, and this person owes me something and they should be doing this, and why aren't they giving it? And it's like, hey, man, relax. They're at work right now.
Remember a couple months ago, American Century Championship, the celebrity golf tournament Steph plays in, but this was Patrick Mahomes on the course, and someone wanted to get a signature from Patrick Mahomes. This was a father, actually, on behalf of his son that wanted to get a Patrick Mahomes signature? Well, take a listen.
No, you can't. You can just make one kid happy out of 100. That's all right. One out of 99. That's at least ain't 0%.
Listen to the dad there. I mean, that dad's so thirsty. Like,
the dad's clearly out of line on
that's
that one.
Thank you, Sam. And this goes back to the parenting aspect. Now, are there kids? Like, I used to go to games in my teenage years to Candlestick. We used to take the 28X or the 29. We'd go out there, and we would go out into center field. And we were kids, right? We didn't have parents out there. And we would do wild stuff and shenanigans, and we would beg for balls and this and the other. But that's part of life. You're not going to always get a ball. You're not always. Sometimes Will Grove is just bigger than you, and he leans over and he steals the ball that gets thrown up into the stands.
Yep.
I had that happen with Brian Carter. Rest in peace, Brian. And that's life. That's part of growing up. Sorry. Dems the brakes.
And I love how Mahomes handled it, too, where he's just like, yeah, well, I do this all the time, and I'm going to make 99 sats, so I'm just not going to do it for anyone. So because either I'm going to do it for everyone, or I'm going to do it for no one. I actually kind of like that approach.
I think that Mahomes is cognizant enough to know the environment.
Yeah, correct.
To know how long. And he's also in the middle of competing.
Yes.
Even though it's a celebrity tournament, he's still also doing that.
It's having fun.
I bet you he had the radar up on the dad kind of pushing the whole situation. Yeah. We didn't see what led up to it.
Right.
I just think people are out of line, dude. There are more people are out of line to these people making mega money than we think.
There was also the Wembanyama incident this year when Victor Wembanyama went up to a kid who was sitting courtside, and the kid was like 3 years old, had a very small Wembanyama jersey, and they did a jersey swap, basically, and he signed his game worn and gave it to the kid, and the kid's dad put it on eBay that night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
No! And sold it for $73,000.
I mean, if that's going to his college tuition, I mean...
But you know what? That's where the cynic in me is like... And you blame these athletes for picking and choosing their spots... You know, I mean,
that's life-changing money right there, though. I can't fault the dad for like trying to get the money if they needed it, though, right?
In this day and age, with everything.
But if they're courtside, like you said, then I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Dad said he actually really regretted doing it afterward, but who cares?
Oh, did he? Yeah, he really regretted it. Well, he banked in $70,000. I mean, give me a break.
Well, if I grow up and I'm that kid, and there's
I really regretted it. I like Victor Wembanyama's jersey on eBay.
Oh, by the way, when do the Warriors play the Spurs? You said, yeah, the schedule. We're going to break down the Warriors schedule again with Bonte joining us here in about 10 minutes in studio. Bonte Hill joins us each and every Friday for the entire hour, courtesy of River Islands, as we're talking about the Warriors schedule. And I have it up right here. Sk-da-da-da. And they're playing them 2 days in a row. Yeah, that's right. Back-to-back in San Antonio. It's not a back-to-back, but they're playing them two times in a row. Wednesday, November 12th at San Antonio, and then that Friday, the 14th, and that's going to be on Amazon Prime. So there you go. Two shots at Wembanyama. There you go. At the start of the season, Joe. November.
Were you a kid that seeked autographs going to games when you were younger?
No. Autographs, memorabilia, bobbleheads, that has never done anything for me my entire life. It's just never done anything for me.
My dad really de-emphasized autographs, and it was all about, like, get a foul ball. Like, so, like, run after a foul ball, go after... So, like,
yeah, are cool. Yeah.
We went to a game. Sam, you didn't come down and see us. I think Lucas did. So, I went to a game Monday night against the Pirates. I actually didn't bring this up. Well, foul ball came our way. And I grabbed it, and there was a bunch of people going on. And I immediately handed it to the little boy sitting in front of us, right? Because I saw all these, like, adults going after the ball. And I literally handed it right to him. This kid's life. He's a baseball fan for life now.
He didn't earn it.
Yeah, I'm out on
that.
Yeah,
no.
I'm so out on
if
that.
If you catch a foul ball, that foul ball is yours. I'm out on kids asking for foul balls.
No,
get
he didn't ask. It's different. Chesky gave
this
it to him.
A little kid.
Did you give it? You gave it to him? Or
yeah,
did he,
without even hesitation. The ball bounced. I grabbed it and I gave it to him.
Okay.
Because he was getting like bodied, boxed out by adults. And I'm like, what are
good.
We doing?
But he can't. He can then not grow up and say, I was the one that, you know, retrieved the foul ball. He has to say it was given to me.
Dude, you guys are heartless.
It's not heartless. Just
true. You know how many foul balls I've asked for in my life, Joe?
No.
Zero.
That's right.
I get my foul balls
earn
on
it.
My own. I do not
earn it.
Like, my dad would even tell me, his kids, like, go up and ask that guy for a foul ball. It was just like, no, why would I do that? I didn't get it. I want to catch a foul ball or get a foul ball.
Well,
I want to be given one.
I understand that organic.
There's personal pride.
But if you're eight, okay, and
no,
you're
I was eight
little...
when this was going on.
Yeah, he was.
So I'm wrong. I'm wrong by
you're
giving the
wrong.
Kid the ball.
You
absolutely.
Could feel that way.
Yes, you are.
You could feel that way, but I'm not like.
No, little 8-year-old boy. Joe Shasky needs to put this into his bucket of balls.
No, you got
to
put your time in. Like, it took me 30 years to finally catch a foul ball. And I finally caught one, and it's over now.
Sounds
thank
like
God.
A you problem.
No, it sounds like you're handing everything to society. You're talking about the cupcake trophy era. That's what you're doing.
I think
you're
just guys, giving
these you're kids out there handing out participation
that's
trophies.
That's exactly what you're doing. The participation ball. Here you go.
Dude, I don't even
come
know.
On.
What are we.
Bill
that's
Burr,
so soft of you,
the only time
had
I'll say
this,
the only...
a segment on this, Sam, when it's like, I have fought through blood, sweat, and tears at Fenway Park for 50 years and have never gotten a foul ball, and I'm supposed to give it to this kid who's barely been alive. He's a zygote for like 4 or 5 years. Hell no!
The kid's going to lose the ball in 3 days anyway.
It's called paying it forward. Do you guys not have a soul? What is wrong with you guys?
I've paid it forward my whole life.
What is wrong with you guys?
It's called earning it.
Here's my favorite foul ball story of all time. Went to the game. My cousin was underage. He was drinking at the Giants game. This was 20 years ago. My cousin Jack, who's now an adult, fully grown adult. He's almost 40. He's got a baby. Blah, blah, blah. So we go to the game. He's like 20, 19, drinking. Woo! It's a Giants day game. We've got seats like 8 rows back. This is before they put the netting way out all the way around the stadium. And there's these girls behind us that are, you know, younger, good looking, and they're cheering and yelling. And it's at the time, I believe it was the Expos. And the Expos are running out of the dugout and they're pointing at the girls behind us, you know, whatever. And one of the first basemen, who was a backup, I don't even remember his name, points at the girls. He goes, hey, ladies. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they're behind us now. We're in front of them. He goes, here you go. Lobs the ball up. My cousin, again, 19, 20 years old, hammered, jumps up. Bare hands the ball, takes it up in the air, and goes, yes, yes, and is celebrating, turns around to the girls, is like, I got a ball, I got a ball, and is like, touchdown celebrating in their face.
Good.
Completely oblivious that the ball was not for him.
That's okay. I got this 650 from the guys without kids. I was like, no, I do have two kids. I'll tell Benny and Nora, if we're at a game together and I get the foul ball, sure. They get to claim
well,
it if they want.
Here's where I'll differ with you
don't
on that.
Don't get to claim it.
The only child I think it's okay to give a ball to is your own.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Totally
it'll be them
right.
by
I disagree.
Extension. It'll be them
completely
by extension.
Disagree.
The opposite. Oh, sorry, LJ, this is my ball,
no,
not yours.
No. When I watch the same kid,
the golf
you know,
ball.
Because you see it, they'll like wait, and like Willie Adames or whoever has the ball, and they're coming into the dugout, they'll like point, and that one kid is like at the end of the row, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna jump up, and I'm going to go, and they're fighting with like people 2-3 times their size. No, dude, if you get the ball, you give it to that kid. What are you guys talking about? What has happened to
us? Hold on, that's a different situation. If a player is tossing it into the stands to a kid and you're an adult, get out of the way.
But they like, don't.
Well, okay, when those people are lame. I'm talking about the, like when a ball is hit off of the bat into the stands. Like, it's fair game. If a player is like, you, kid, I'm going to throw this ball at you and you're a grown adult and you get in the way and steal that ball away, like, yeah, you suck. But that's not what we're talking about here.
The greatest one of all time is the guy who caught the field goal at the Green Bay game where we thought he broke both of his legs. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No,
it was on like Monday night or Sunday night football. They kicked the field goal. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but it sounds hilarious.
The fan, like, he jumped off the stand. God, I'm so old compared to you guys.
He jumped?
Oh, yeah, he jumped into like the tunnel, and he caught the field goal midair. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
No, there's actually some, well, I don't want to get too dark here, but there's like some like sad stories.
Well, the
about,
Josh
like,
Hamilton
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there's like really sad ones. By the way, we're talking about signatures. This is how this all started. From the 510, this is a great one. Boxer Gerson, work injury attorney's text line. Remember when the rapper Chamillionaire asks MJ for a pic and MJ gets heated and MJ said, quote, I ain't taking no pictures with no ninjas, obviously, but it's just the Chamillionaire story on that. Have you seen it, Joe? Where he's like, Jay asked when he was a kid, he asked MJ for a pic. He asked it and he's like, nah, I'm not doing that, dude.
I watched, you brought up MJ. I watched this thing where somebody said Jimmy Butler is Michael Jordan's kid.
Oh, the
and
face
it was this like, it was like this crazy YouTube short, you know, and like you're just scrolling. And I was like, no.
They did that with
but maybe.
Have you seen Anthony Edwards and him side by side when they do the face?
No.
My favorite is when they do Alex Caruso.
Wait, and so MJ. Anthony That's Edwards is brothers with Jimmy Butler? Is that what?
Something.
Oh, God.
510, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorney's text line. Shasky talks about how soft society is and yet has this softest bleep I've ever heard about foul
giving
balls.
A ball to a kid is the right thing to do. That's not soft. That's called being a man. Being a man is doing the right thing for the greater good. What are you talking about? What the hell? We've lost the plot. Shadur is stiffing kids. I can't believe we're there.
Well, there is a difference between when you're like actually playing a game. I understand that. Like Mahomes was in an actual tournament and playing. It's like, I'm good. Maybe afterwards, but he's playing. He's engaged. Shadur hasn't even played in the game yet. It's before. That's when people sign stuff. So that's all I'm saying. What's up, Sammy?
Oh, no. So Carter and I are talking back here, and Carter actually discovered an interesting clip. I'm going to toss over to him because he's got an interesting thing he wants to bring up here.
What are we doing?
So per Big Boss Man here, he sent me some sound from Kelsey Plum, and I'm not sure when this was.
Oh, that was when she was on the street.
Yes. They were getting off the bus.
This is the guy who's been hounding her for, like, she had seen him a variety of times prior. Keep going.
Anyway, I have the sound here.
Okay, play. Play.
The bus was right here.
Don't y'all find that kind of weird? Okay.
A little, but
I'm really turned off right now.
I'm just a fan, though.
I know. I appreciate that.
You sign one? You put my name on it.
Awesome. I'll sign one.
Can I get you on that one?
Yeah, that was weird. That guy's weird.
Yeah, no, there's like a weird thing with stalking and stuff, too. Like, didn't Caitlin Clark have a stalker that just went to prison recently? Like, it's that whole thing is, there's next levels to, like, creepiness, and that's, like, one
of them. I thought she handled that brilliantly.
I think so, too, but there also needs to be, and especially, you know, male, female, all that, like, just don't be a creep and don't be a weirdo. Like, that's really, I hate that I have to just say that, but you have to. Like, just don't be a creep about these things, and yet, this is where we're at in society, right? So, but the foul ball thing is I'm going to die on that. I'm with Bill Burr. He has the greatest. I think it was on with like Conan or some late night show. He's like, I've been fighting blood, sweat, and tears my whole life. I'm not giving it to a kid. I'm taking it.
You guys, one day Benny's going to be at a game and some adult is going to rip the ball out of his hands. And you're not going to say to Benny, you got to earn it. You're going to be like, hey, dude, what's your problem?
I would have said, keep your head on a swivel, son. Got to be ready. Got to be locked in. Got to be locked in. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Oh, look at
thank
that.
You.
An
okay,
Odyssey
what
Sports
part?
Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. it says Jennifer Lee Chan. It's actually Bonte Hill joining us in studio now, courtesy of River Islands.
What part have you been listening to this morning? And where am I right and where am I wrong?
I can't believe I'm saying this. Well, today,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.